All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. Arsenio Hall sitting in for Brian Whitman. Always nice to see you, dude.
Hello, everybody.
To Valley guys who spent a lot of time in Cleveland.
Yeah, this is Cleveland West up in
here
tonight.
Yeah.
Imagine you and I knowing each other and actually getting along. We are from such opposite backgrounds. I was going to say political point of views, but maybe not.
I don't know. Your father's pretty conservative, right?
Yeah, my father was Nixon. My mother was Kennedy because he was fine.
I think
Kennedy's
your dad and I would have got along.
Yeah, yeah. But if my mother turned to you and said, I'm going to vote for Kennedy because he's fine, you would probably smack her.
All right. Now, you're voting for Oprah and Obama, that ticket?
Wow. You know, being from Cleveland, I like Kucinich.
Right.
Alan Keyes. Smart guy.
Very smart guy, yeah.
Now, none of these people can win.
Right.
So I'll probably go either Hillary or Giuliani.
Is that right?
Yeah.
No Obama, huh?
No, Obama's
young. I thought you said, like, when we were walking in, you're like,
well,
Oprah,
you know,
and the whole...
I think it's
you
interesting.
You said to me, when you were walking, you said, whoever Oprah's voting for, I guess I'll vote for.
I was speaking more of, like, if he has a book.
Right.
You know, I'll buy his book. Now, that stadium... Do you know that they had to
in
switch
South
to an 80,000-dollar stadium?
Yeah,
80,000-capacity stadium?
Yeah. That's for tomorrow, I think. Is tomorrow the 9th, or is that Sunday?
That's Sunday.
Sunday is the 9th. I think that's when the big rally is down in South Carolina.
But does it transfer to votes? I mean, don't people do that because it's an Oprah event? If I put Chris Brown or Boys to Men, for lack of a reference that people at 97.1 will understand.
Right.
Now, if I put Chris Brown in a stadium... I guess 80,000 people would come, but are they voters?
Even if they're not all voters, it's a huge publicity stunt, too, because everybody in the country is going to see it.
Yeah.
Now, you know what happened is they originally booked it for a theater in South Carolina that can hold 18,000 people.
Wow.
Right? It was like,
that's a lot.
Yeah, wherever, like it's like the Staples Center size, right?
Right, right.
And they said they had to move it because they gave away 18,000 tickets in like 6 hours. And they had a ton more of, people that wanted to go.
So wait, Tim, 80,000, is that like the Rose Bowl or something?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
The Rose Bowl, I think, is 100,000, but it's fairly close. They're going to fill, I don't know if they're going to fill it or not. I bet they do.
We've seen Prince and the Rolling Stones at the Rose Bowl. Now we got the Obama Oprah ticket.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, the OO ticket.
OO.
All right. But that's it's going to be interesting. You know, I sort of like politics. I'm not as into it as I used to be.
He's too young, man. Tim, don't you hate being with really young women with little experience? Oh, okay. Wait, that's a bad example.
Yeah, I think you're right.
That might be a bad example. Maybe we should move on. Yeah, lucky me.
Every time I turn on TV, man. I see somebody else that Arsenio's dated.
Our friend.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. God almighty. Everybody's a friend, right?
Oh, God.
All right. It is completely open phones here, man. You got the Brian Whitman's calling in?
Yeah, he's here. He wanted to stop by and introduce the segment.
Hey, all right. Brian Whitman, man. To introduce the open phones.
Friday night, dude. Time to totally open up those phones, man. Anything you want to talk about, man? Anything we talked about during the week? Maybe you called in to talk about it, but we pressed iron 520-9710, or maybe you got a triple 8
I thought I was going to get to meet Brian. You know, I've never met Brian because I'm only here when
Met Brian Whitman.
Never met him.
Is that right?
And he's not a stand-up. He's an impressionist from a radio background.
Right.
So I've never met him at the clubs, comedy magic, or improv.
Right.
Hey, read that in yellow. Just.
All right.
I think we might have found a way to get Bush out of this last lie we've discovered.
All right. If you fart consistently for 9 years, I'm sorry, 6 years and 9 months, enough gas is produced to create the energy of an atomic bomb.
Okay. So therefore, Iran's very dangerous, right? I mean, West Covina's dangerous based on that.
All right. A pig's orgasm lasts 30 minutes. Wow. Then I've had some ex-girls who were pigs, ex-girlfriends.
This is little known facts, right?
Let's see here. Banging your head against the wall uses 150 calories an hour. There's got to be better ways to shed pounds, right?
I don't think Star Jones did it that way.
How about this? If you yelled for 8 years, 7 months, and 6 days, you would have produced enough sound energy to heat one cup of coffee.
Get your right? freaking act hey, together
hey,
here!
Hey, Dougie, please, please. All right, anything you'd like to talk about, 520-9710. Now, I got to play something here for you.
Okay.
Randy Wang is our board op here and producer. And he is, have they sold these things yet or not?
I just gave them to our national sales manager, Tracy Tyson. She's going to start shopping around to some of our national advertisers.
All right. And these are sex tips. You could always use a sex tip or two, huh?
Absolutely, right. Timmy.
It's a feature I'm trying to put out there, Randy Wang's sex tips, because I'm the master.
All right.
Oh.
Randy
See, I
Wang.
Don't think I knew that about him.
Very few people do. Randy Wang's sex tips. Here we go.
Hello, ladies.
That's right, everybody. It's Randy Wang with another Randy Wang sex tip. Remember, when you're having sexual intercourse, it's always a good idea to take your clothes off. Having sex with your clothes on can be very uncomfortable, and you don't want to have a zipper mishap. This has been another Randy Wang sex tip. Tune in next time to learn from me, Randy Wang, the master.
Did you, honest to God, you make Yakov Smirnoff's act sound fresh?
That's a great tip.
It's not Yakov. A great tip. It's a terrible tip.
That's a great tip.
Have you ever been to a Yakov concert? Have you ever seen him perform
absolutely.
Live?
Absolutely. You know, me and Yakov started off together.
Is that right?
At the Comedy Store. I'll tell you how long I've known Yakov. People are like, who the hell is Yakov? I knew Yakov when he was a carpenter from Russia at the Comedy Store working to make a living, hoping he could get on at night.
Really?
Yeah, he would fix chairs for Mitzi. And if Paulie Shore had
Is
a
he
toy,
good at it?
He was very, very good. You know, those Russian carpenters, there's something right. else, you know.
And but the act was great during the Cold War, and then when the Cold War was over, there went the act, right?
Tim, that act's still very fresh. I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, it's a very formulaic joke that he has, and it's only one joke. The whole act is one joke.
Right.
But it's, let me try to see if I can do it here. In America, you ride on plane. In Russia, plane rides on you.
Hey, Tim, you know, he was at the Comedy Store last week, and I have some audio of it.
You do?
Yeah.
All right, here's Yakov Smirnoff. Here we go.
This was last week, by the way.
All right, perfect.
Good.
Hi. Hi. My name is Yakov Smirnoff. I am a comedian from Russia. Thank you very much. I want to explain to you what happened to that airplane. I am actually from Russia. I was born there, grew up there, worked as a comedian out there. What surprises me, American people don't know we have comedy in Russia. We have comedians. They're there. They're dead. They're there. It's very hard to do comedy in Soviet Union. You have to write out all your material, and you send it to Department of Jokes. I'm not making this up. They send it back to you censored. You have to stay with the script. You cannot improvise. If someone heckles you from the audience, you can't say, like, your mother wears army boots.
Right, that's
she probably does.
It sounds like he sent his act to Punchdown. You know, instead of punching up somebody's script or his act, it sounds like it's been punched down.
Now, doesn't he own a theater in Branson?
And he sells out every morning. He has two shows every morning. They're breakfast shows. So people wake up at 7 a.m., they put their suit on, their wife gets ready, they get in the car, they go down to the theater, they stand in line, they eat breakfast, and they watch that.
Imagine that Cold War joke when you got a piece of sausage in your mouth.
Hey, listen, the guy's probably worth, you know, $20 million, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
He's got a lot of money.
You know, we're sitting here wondering where the lady in the red went.
That's exactly right. All right, anything you'd like to talk about, 520-9710. Richard in Hawthorne, you're on 97.1 Free FM. Arsenio Hall sitting in for Brian Whitman.
Yeah! Man, I just want to ask, why don't you guys get rid of Brian Whitman since he's always missing work?
Well,
every time I listen, you guys always have somebody else, you know, guest filling in for him. And I like Arsenio, actually. Why don't you just get him?
Yes!
I think Arsenio is very expensive to begin with. I think you'd have to lay a couple million bucks on him every year.
I'm only here because Sam is babysitting for her cat.
He's just not feeling well, but I understand.
Dog is sick. Tom Likas doesn't like him. Bonaducci doesn't like him.
Right. I'm not talking down to you, you stupid ass.
Hey, please.
Hey. Brian. Can you take me out with a bong rip?
I believe we can do that, yeah. You want a bong rip?
Sure.
All right, let's see if we can get him one. Here we go. That's just Arsenio's mic.
Hey, Tim.
You ever get into weed or coke or...
Weed. You know, I like weed, but I always forget to go get it, you know? And at some point, I want to resume the habit.
But did you ever get into, like, coke or anything bigger than weed?
My mother dated a Jamaican musician when I was a kid in Cleveland.
Oh.
And I found a garbage bag full of weed one time, straight up, a green leaf bag.
But that's when you had to smoke like a pound of it.
Oh, yeah.
To get high.
It had paraquat in it.
Yeah.
And it made you sick and you got hungry. But
like the weed, I mean, we're about the same age. You're a couple years older than I am.
A little older.
But the weed that we grew up on, you could smoke the whole bag and just get a buzz.
Yeah.
Remember, nice.
We used to roll joints and pass them out. And that was a necessity because everybody needed a joint of this nasty, old, stank-ass Mexican weed we had.
Now you take one hit of this White Widow or spider weed or whatever the hell it is.
I have a friend, and whenever you're lying, you always start it off with, I have a friend.
Right.
I have a friend who had something called Purple Kush.
Yeah.
Now, when you start to when you start to have these names,
right.
You know, Chronic Buddha 3.
Right,
it's the pot's dangerous, man. The herb is dangerous now.
Yeah, I mean, you could remember Thai sticks?
Oh yeah,
it was in a stick. I mean, you tore it off the stick and you'd smoke it, and you get a nice little buzz. Now you take one hit, and you're like naked in the promenade. You know, you're walking around, hallucinating.
Different smoke, man.
I get too paranoid now. I can't smoke anymore.
Well.
You know, now that you have a kid, too, every time, you know, I knew this was going to happen, but I knew when I had a child that the pot days were over.
Because
I get too paranoid to begin with.
Yeah.
And then also to have a kid around, I just can't do it. I mean, I'd like to, but I can't.
Yeah, you're with your kid all day. You're working all night. I guess you can't smoke no more.
Yeah, but I mean, once she's 18 and moves out,
imagine what the pot will be like when she's 18.
Yeah, right.
You ever had any mushrooms? Ever had mushrooms?
I've never taken mushrooms. No, I've never done coke or crack or anything like that. A couple of pills.
In like 1979, a girl in Chicago put some mushrooms in a brownie. And I almost got beat up at a White Castle because I thought no one could hear me say, that guy need to get away from the grease with all that acne. I don't know. It was one of those kind of highs that made me talk too much and too loud. I almost got my ass kicked in the White Castle. You know what a White Castle is.
Little burgers?
Yeah, I'm waiting for a square burger, hopped up on mushrooms and herb.
Yeah.
And because she snuck it in.
Right.
Yeah. You know.
I've been with to the racetrack with a couple of guys who were on mushrooms, and that was kind of entertaining. But I never could lose the edge that much. You know, I never felt like I needed to be a little in control. I couldn't be completely out of control of every sense of my being. I just couldn't do it. I tried. Trust me, I tried.
You really tried?
Yeah.
Now, you know, the kids now, they're doing this thing. I think they call it ecstasy.
Yeah.
You've heard of this?
Yes.
Okay, you know anybody that's had the experience?
Yeah. Gina Grad is on it right now. She has to take a hit before she does the show or she throws up.
So with the ecstasy, she loves...
It's a tab, Tim.
A tab, okay.
Oh, my God.
She's very hit.
Oh, my God. I don't know what's going on.
Gina,
Oh, my God.
Wait a minute.
Who are you?
I've done it once in my life.
Really?
Yeah. I took a tab of ecstasy.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember it was on a Friday night, and this is probably about 12 years ago, 10 or 12 years ago. And I took it, and I stayed up all night talking to the girlfriend I had at the time, and all day and all the next night. And I didn't really enjoy it because she talked for about 30 straight hours, or it seemed like 30 straight hours.
See, ecstasy, each time it can be a different experience. And that's the scary thing.
Yeah. Well, also the scary thing is there are some people who are walking around brain dead because they did it once as well.
Well, yeah, yeah.
You know?
Or sitting at a radio studio.
Yeah, that's true. That's absolutely true. Have you tried X?
Yeah, I tried it. Somebody
gave... Did you enjoy it?
Well, the first time I enjoyed it, me and Sam Kinison, when he was alive, were sitting at the Comedy Store and somebody turned us on to it and we tried it and it was a great experience. So I tried it again. What you don't realize is...
Did you perform on it?
No. We were leaving. We had done our sets. We were going to hang out at this house up above the Comedy Store and party, right?
That was his house, wasn't it?
Well, actually, Mitzi owns it. The Comedy Store owns it. But when comics go through tough times, you can go there and live.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
You know, there was a time when Dice lived there, Yakov lived there. I've slept there many nights. You know, that's one thing about Mitzi. If you're funny, she'll take care of you. I don't know how I got up there, but right. If you're funny, usually she takes care of you. So the second time I tried it, what you don't realize is this tab may have been made in a garage in Oxnard, and right. That tab may be from Russia.
Right.
You know, the second thing I had, I think it was cut with X-lax or something. And I don't know if this is a common problem. Maybe we should take calls. But that night, Tim, I stayed in the bathroom. Now, if a woman wanted to make love to me on the toilet,
wow,
we would have.
You were there all night.
Yeah, talking. Talking through the door constantly.
Yeah, I guess it's, what'd you say, Gene? It's cut with the baby laxative?
It's often cut with baby laxatives.
Why?
Because it's cheaper and it has a really powdery consistency. And by the time you're that high, you don't know the difference anyway. So if it's not pure, it's probably cut with a laxative.
Yeah. All right. I don't know how Gina knows that, but she does.
That's scary. But it's, I found myself looking at this girl saying, wouldn't it be cool if that girl that we saw I got a poopy. You know, and I'd have a fantasy on the tip of my tongue, and then I got a poopy, got to go. I'll be back though.
See, wouldn't it be better and better for business if they, first of all, they didn't cut it with baby laxative, they cut it with like Imodium, where you can actually enjoy it and not go to the bathroom for 3 days. I mean, what nobody was thinking.
Yeah, you know, probably if we had gotten high with one of the ladies at NASA, she would have given us a diaper.
That must have been a cool place to hang out with Kinison in that apartment, though.
Yeah, in the big house above the Comedy Store.
Yeah,
Kinison is one of those guys that came along. I don't think I'd ever seen anybody who brought something new to comedy in my generation. You know, he's one of those guys, you saw him and you said, there's something special. This is new. Everybody's twisting and turning old bits. This guy, I'm standing at the Comedy Store in the back, and he does his bit about world hunger. And, he talks about,
get out,
you know,
of the desert.
Yeah, you know, yeah. The kid in the desert, that commercial with Sally Struthers. We know the crew has a sandwich. Don't feed him yet! You know, and I realized I'm watching a true genius do something really new.
Right.
In comedy. You
yeah,
know?
He had a great act. He used to tell brilliant. People, well, here's a way to fix the world hunger problem. Get out of the desert.
Yeah,
nothing
yeah.
grows in the goddamn desert.
And don't you, he has a necrophilia bit.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Just about, when you thought
yeah,
it was over.
You know, you've had this horrible life and you're going home to your maker. Now you're laying in the casket with facing upward, you know, and Sam starts to roll over on his stomach. And just when you think you're going to your maker, he's about to, what? You know, he was brilliant. He was brilliant.
It's amazing how much of his act you can remember.
And that's the key, Tim. There are guys that we know are funny,
right.
But we can't think of one of their jokes.
Right.
But when it comes to Richard and Sam and a few others, you know their jokes. You remember. Oh, yeah. I used to say that the litmus test is, if a comic died, do you want something in his act?
Right.
Because there are a lot of guys, if they died, there is nothing there.
Right. I mean, George Carlin, I could tell you a million of his jokes.
Yes.
Yeah, you're right. There are some guys who are, you know, hysterical, and you can't remember any of their act. But Sam Kinison, I almost memorized his act because I had that tape. I had a cassette tape of his act.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I listened to it over and over and over again. I couldn't believe it when that guy died, because I used to fly to Vegas with a friend of mine, Jerry, and we used to go to the Sands Hotel.
Right.
And we used to get, you know, hopped up in the room and gamble and stuff just to see that show, you know, to see him live in Vegas.
And the irony of his death is that he didn't die because of something he did. A guy crossed the double yellow line and hit Sam head on.
Right.
That was the crazy irony of it. But he was brilliant.
Like Laughlin to Vegas or somewhere, right?
Yeah. And I mean, and he was also a cool guy. I saw Sam walk out once with two gorgeous girls on leashes. Now, initially, that just made it sound like I'm a jerk. But there was something about Sam that was real special.
Hey, Kevin in North Hollywood, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, guys, how you doing today?
What's up with you?
Hey.
Not much. I just wanted to tell Arsenio a story. It starts out sad. It has a happy ending, though. I took a big bunch of CDs recently to go sell them back to a music store, you know, to get a couple bucks. And it's a stack of like 30. The only one they would not take was Chunky A. they put it back to me. They're like, sorry, we can't. And I was like, oh, what am I going to do with this? So I'm like, maybe I'll give it to somebody for Christmas or who knows. So
now, Chunky A was your comedy CD, right?
Yeah, Chunky A was a rapper, kind of a takeoff on Heavy D. And he was a rapper and he's overweight lover and, you know, all that. And as this gentleman is trying to explain, it went cardboard.
Hey, Tim, I have a cut of Chunky A.
You do?
You want to go to break with it?
That's why I like him.
All right,
you know,
hold on one sec. We'll finish that story. But here's Chunky A. It's Conway and Whitman. In for Whitman is Arsenio Hall. We're live at 97.1 Free FM.
And in conclusion, my brothers and sisters, the time has come for this nation to rise up and like soldiers on the battlefield, fight the evils of stank breath.
Was a decade times dope. Gorgeous hazel eyes. Sister's name was Hope. 5'11", a classic brick gluteus, or a big ghetto booty. For those of you who are new to this, skin soft and smooth like the finest of mink. This was the one. So I waved and I winked. She came over to me and said, Chunky, I'm a fan. But believe it or not, the chunk man ran. Cause
girlfriend's got stank breath. I am lying. Girlfriend's got stank breath. I almost started crying.
Get it together.
Yeah.
All right. Welcome back, everybody.
You know what that song is? You know what that song is?
This song? No.
That's the Gap Band. I know you have this. You have that?
I'm not sure if I got it.
You hear that little whistle noise?
You know, I really like it's Kool Moe Dee.
Yeah. Yeah. Wild Wild West.
Yeah.
Uptown.
I love the lyric. A guy with 100 girls is a hero. A girl with 100 guys is a zero. Don't blame me, society. They made the rules, but they made them for me.
Wait a minute.
Thank you
God
very much.
Bless you, Tim Conway
Thank
Jr. You
much.
Have what they call flow. You just spit with tremendous
Thank
flow.
Thank you very much.
You know what spitting is?
No, I have no idea.
Well, you know, like what you just did. You just did a little bit of rap
Thank
spontaneously,
you.
Which is freestyling, and... It's
I get that from my dad's side of the family.
Oh, okay, because the Conways, MC Conways.
Somebody, this is the greatest insult I think that anyone has ever told me, but somebody called up about 2 years ago and said, hey, congratulations, sounds like you got your humor from your mom's side of the family. Somebody else called up and said, hey, isn't humor like diabetes? Doesn't it skip a generation?
Oh, that's funny.
That's pretty good joke. All right, anything you'd like to talk about? Arsenio Hall is here. He's in for Brian Whitman. Whitman, I'm sorry. Did I call him?
You called him Whittem.
Whittem? Well, what did I call him the other day that was...
You've had a lot of partners, so names are hard.
Well, his favorite name is Witless.
No, but I call him... Brian... Woman? What? Oh. What did
yeah,
I call him?
You called him... and I haven't. Hold on.
Okay, I called him Brian Whitman. I don't know what the hell I called him, though. It's something... I didn't mean to do this. We were doing a commercial spot for I think like Skedazzle or the Commerce or something.
Skedazzle.
And I didn't call him Brian Whitman. I don't know what the hell I called him. Do you have it? No, he's looking for him.
Can I ask you a question about,
yes, sir,
about this Mitch album book?
Yeah.
You're hip to it, right?
I know, yeah.
Mitch, yeah, I guess the whole theme is if you could get one more day with maybe somebody who's gone on to the other side.
Right.
Gone
on Oprah.
Yeah. You watch, I thought you...
I don't always watch Oprah, but I keep an eye on who's on the show.
You said Oprah's ruined every woman you've ever had. Didn't you tell me?
That's true.
You tell me that?
But you can always tell when your wife has watched Oprah. When you get home, she's just fuming. Because whatever Oprah talked about, whatever problem was going on in any relationship on the Oprah show, if you're currently going through that problem with your wife and she's watched it, she's going to shut you down.
Yeah, you can tell when the TV's been on 7.
Yeah.
You know, but now... Oh well, I don't know what to start.
Yeah, Mitch
with
album, right?
Yeah, Mitch album. But I want to make sure. I know Randy's looking for something for us. But Mitch album. What if you could spend one more day with someone who's gone through the pearly gates? Who would it be?
It would probably be a couple of them. The first one is a guy named Frank, and it's a guy who I over the period of about 3 years. Lent about $2,000 to at Hollywood Park.
Whoa.
He pressed on when I didn't get anything back. So I'd for him to come back one day.
So you only want like 5 minutes
and get
though,
the
with
deuce.
Frank.
Yeah. No, it'd probably be my grandfather on my dad's side. Either my grandmother or my grandfather on my dad's side. My,
gotcha.
My Moggy or my Papa on my dad's side.
Oh, you all had little names?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Give me the first one again.
Moggy, M-A-G-I.
Moggy.
And because my sister couldn't say grandma when she was young, so she called her Moggy. And that stuck. And either probably one of those. I mean, my daughter's named after her, Sophia.
Yeah.
And my grandfather, Dan, is one of the greatest guys on the planet. One of the truly greatest guys. He lived in, is an orphan in Ireland, came to the United States when he was 18, had no family. And braided horsetails at Thistledown for a living, and trained trained horses eventually, and just the greatest sense of humor, and the greatest guy on the planet. And the last picture I ever took of him, it was 1981. It was fall of 1981, and he died in early 82. But the last picture I ever took of him, I still have it on my wall. It's him walking away from me, so you just see the back, and him waving, and it looks like there's like a glow around him. It's really weird. It's like the strangest picture. I mean, I keep it. I have one copy of it on my wall and one copy in a fireproof safe, you know, just in case anything happens. I have that picture.
So you're not even the kind of guy that would say something like that unless it absolutely was a unique picture. Because, you know.
I'm not really that kind of superstitious. Ooh, and past lives. And
there was a Jesus emblem image on the potato chip. Lord Jesus.
Yeah, that's not quite me. Who would you spend it with?
Wow, man. You know what? I don't want to cheat. I don't know how many people you can have there.
Right. One guy.
I would
or one chick.
Okay. See, I was trying. I wanted to say I would love to have my son and my dad in a room.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Did they ever meet?
No.
They never did?
No. And man, those are my two favorite people on the planet. If I could have, and my mom's sitting someplace, oh, what are my chopped chitlins? if I could have my dad and my son in a room together.
That'd be nice, huh?
I could go home. I could go to my maker.
How soon did your father pass away before your kid was born?
Well,
or how soon after?
My father died like shortly after I graduated from Kent State. He got to see my diploma on his hospital bed. No one in my family had ever gone to college.
Is that right?
So it was a big deal.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
And he died shortly after that. My son is 8 years old, so he was born 8 years ago.
Right.
And my dad has been gone a long time. My mother married an older man. My mother was a young lady who took a summer job at the church and got involved with the pastor. Now, the other twist there is my mother's dad was the pastor's best friend. So my mother...
interesting.
My mother's dad got her a job at the church, and she ended up sleeping with the preacher. That's basically what happened.
Not bad. How old was your father when he passed away?
My father passed, he was pushing 90.
Really? And you were in your 20s.
Yeah. So, you know, I mean.
Wow.
Oh, I when I was coming up, I had stepbrothers and sisters that were 61.
You know what? You know, that's really weird you said that because I remember Doug Steckler told me this story.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that that his grandfather was alive during the Civil War.
Okay.
Because his grandfather married a very young woman that turned out to be his mom's mom.
Wow.
So his mom, his maternal grandfather, his real grandfather was still alive back in like 1871 or 1869.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I think he lived all the way up through somewhere in the 1870s. Isn't that weird, though?
That is deep.
His grandfather was alive during the Civil War.
See, that's why, I mean, in the African culture, they have something called griots. And that's when you take the oldest person in the village and
that
allow
them to...
That
stuff on your teeth, the silver stuff?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. It's like, you know, I think flavor has them still. griots versus grills. Griots would give you the oral history of the village and the people. And I think we in America, we don't know how valuable our old are, you know? I'm glad to hear you say
that. Yeah, my wife constantly tries to put her family tree together, and she does a great job. She goes back, like, you know, 250 years.
Wow.
With a lot of, you know, and she has some, there's some odd stuff in her family where she has a little bit of Indian blood, and she discovered that, like, her great-grandmother was, like, you know, kidnapped by the Indians and had a child or something. There's a lot of great stuff back there.
Yeah, I'm actually, I'm a quarter Irish.
Is that right?
Because of the plantation and the slave master that my family grew up under. When I was a little boy.
Let me tell you, my grandfather came. He came to this country in 1925. So
went straight to Spearmint Rhino, didn't mess with nobody. You know?
Don't look at me.
No, you know what, though? I remember my grandmother sitting me down when I was little and telling me old stories about slavery. And she'd talk about sitting as a little girl in the fields while her mother picked cotton and her father.
Is that right?
Yeah. And she remembered slavery. That's amazing that I knew someone who remembered cotton picking.
And a relative.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Grandma.
Jesus Christ.
She was cool. Grandma, we used to sit and watch the Cleveland Indians.
Yeah.
And listen to him on the radio, which is even crazier.
We at the old municipal stadium.
Yes, yeah. Yes, before Jacobs Field. People in L.A., by the way, are listening to us saying, just go home, guys.
What are these guys, 90?
Exactly. You know what we should do? Immediately we should start talking about Jessica Simpson and Lindsay Lohan because we're about to lose our younger demographic.
All right. Need to go to break!
All right, Jerry, please. All right, here's what I guess I called Whitman during... A commercial. I guess we were putting together a commercial. I don't know what the hell I call it.
Yeah, we were in a session, and this little Freudian slip happened.
The Conway and women. What does it say? The Conway and women. Conway and women. I don't know. All right, Arsenio Hall is in for Brian Women. The Conway and women. Brian Whitman.
So you hanging around me too much, and that Ebonic pronunciation of Whitman takes a lot of syllables out.
I guess so. Look at you.
Yeah.
It's Conway and Whitman. In for Whitman is Arsenio Hall. We're live on 97.1
FM. Hey, there's Sharon Tate.
Yeah. Look. You know her?
I haven't met her, but...
The Conway and Women... All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM. Don't forget, Gretchen and the Lukes are coming up next, but it's not the Lukes.
No, she's married to somebody else now.
Yeah. It's,
she's married to a guy named Sam.
Yeah, Gretchen and Sam coming up in about 15 minutes. Did you patch everything up with Sam?
Huh?
Did you patch everything up with Sam?
You know what? Sam is always mad at me.
Wasn't Sam yelling at you last time?
She's always mad at me about something. But you know what? I was watching strippers from Spearmint Rhino and Kevin Eubanks trying to rap and get us some action. And I think the attention was off Sam just a little too long.
Uh-oh.
Sure. By the way, she brought the strippers in.
Maybe this will bring Sam in, but I think this is what happened on the last time you were in here with Sam.
We got tape? Oh, great.
I think we do.
Hey,
yeah.
I got to wrangle the show. Yeah, we cannot have multitudes of conversations going on at the same time.
Well,
maybe they should talk and you should shut up.
Well, I was meaning for you to shut
up.
Get close
to that mic. I'm sorry. I was
Sammy
doing something.
No, she wants you. She wants you to stop talking.
Oh, I must.
No.
I'm sorry.
No, no,
I'm
no.
Sorry.
I want you to talk, but what? We can't all talk over each other because then people at home can't understand what anybody's saying.
But those two were talking, Sam, and you were the only one interrupting.
No, you were actually talking to Robin.
Sam,
stop this car right now.
She's
and turn
tough,
around.
Though.
Hey, Sammy, come on in here.
Come back there.
All right. Is she in there?
What
yeah,
I
she's.
Was
Sammy, come on in here, baby. What happened between you two?
Now you're about to have a conversation.
Oh, Sammy, what happened between you two?
She's a disciplinarian when it comes to radio.
You guys used to love each other.
I
you
do
and
love
Arsenio
him. Are you kidding?
Hall.
We love each other even more than ever.
Right, we made love after the show.
Hey, I got to wrangle. I got to wrangle the show. Yeah, we cannot have. It was Kevin Eubanks going on at the same time.
And actually, she was right, but I was trying to be nice to the star. You know?
Well, I was meaning for you to shut
get
up.
Close to them, Mike. I'm sorry.
No, can I tell you exactly
Sammy,
what was going on?
Telling everyone to shut
As a matter of fact,
up.
They were rapping right where you're sitting right now.
This is what happened, Conway. Okay. I was sitting where you are. And Arsenio was speaking to this very nice stripper named Robin, sitting across from him. And then there was a sub-conversation, which, you know, in radio, we don't do. Right below right below the microphone, Kevin Eubanks starts, you know, kind of making nice with the other stripper. And I was like, hey, because I heard two conversations going on at once.
Kevin of Tonight Show fame.
Yes, yeah.
He's
awesome.
Back for Jay Leno.
We should have him come in one night, huh?
Anytime you want, man, he'll come in because the writer's on strike and brother's just sitting at home watching Desperate Housewife reruns.
And he's great on the radio. Yeah.
All right, excellent.
Hey, Tim?
Yes.
I got another clip of Sam yelling at everybody.
Oh excellent.
Great.
All right, what do you got?
Again?
You mother rapper, shut up! You wouldn't answer!
Sammy!
You wouldn't have an answer!
Sam.
You wouldn't goddamn come down there!
That's
you
Dunk Sammy!
See?
You a-holes.
Wow.
I'll come down there. Shut the F up.
You can spell it.
You can't spell it?
Yeah, right.
Oh, okay. How come you can't say the T word for mammaries, but you can say
T-ox?
God with damn after it?
I mean, I'm going to kick your ass all the way to
listen
China.
To this. Listen.
Yeah.
Oh,
I don't know why. It's a big mystery. But it absolutely is. I mean, you're absolutely right.
Big
and
FCC
you can say GD all night long.
Yeah.
But you can say T-Ox.
God damn, am I getting tired of this?
Oh, that's bizarre.
You had to dump yourself.
I'm not
all
doing right. This anymore.
All right, hold on. Randy, that's enough. I mean, I
understand. Did you call him Jay?
No, I was going to call him Jerry.
Oh, okay.
Hey, for the first caller right now to 520-9710, we're going to give you a pair of $50 MasterCard gift cards, one for you and one for your lover. To purchase a, how about that term in 2007? Your lover. That is my lover.
That's pretty politically correct.
To purchase a MasterCard prepaid gift card, go to CVS Pharmacy or visit MasterCard.com/prepaid. Arsenio, can't thank you enough for coming in, dude.
Call me anytime I'm here.
Yeah. Back to the valley with us,
yep,
huh?
Yep, let's go. I'm
all
on
top. All right. It's Conway and Whitman.
We need to go to break.
Sitting in all night for Whitman was Arsenio Hall, and I can't thank you enough, dude. We'll see you again.
Sam and Gretchen coming up next.
Yeah, Gretchen and the Lux. And Lux is out, but Sammy's on fire, man. Oh, I feel sorry for Gretchen. All right, yeah. So Conway and Whitman, live on 97.1 Free. I'm just kidding, Sam. Yeah, I guess it's, what did you say, Gene? It's cut with the baby laxative?
It's often cut with baby laxatives.
Why?
Because it's cheaper and it has a really powdery consistency. And by the time you're that high, you don't know the difference anyway. So if it's not pure, it's probably cut with a laxative.
Yeah. All right. I don't know how Gina knows that, but she does.
That's scary. But it's I found myself looking at this girl saying, wouldn't it be cool if that girl that we saw I got a poopy. You know, I'd have a fantasy on the tip of my tongue, and then I got a poopy, gotta go.